start. As you all recall, tonight we need a public hearing in advance of our regular meeting to talk about the changes, amendments to the FY22 budget. So with that, roll call, please.
Badger? Beck? Eck?
Here.
Metcalf?
Here.
Schmidt?
Here.
Tylan?
Here.
And Scrooge?
Here.
Back to Westcott now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, this is mobile. Thank you.
Look for you.
All right.
All right.
I'm sure so, some of you are here, Kelly.
I'm here.
He thought he was on a roll. All right, so we have 5 in attendance, so we do have a quorum. With that, I would like to open up public hearing pursuant to 70 ILCS 1205/4-4 and open it up for discussion regarding the amendments to our FY22 budget and appropriation. Stephen, would you just, for the record, explain what we're doing tonight?
So the budget starting point is one that was passed in March of 1 month. And we neglected to include the bond, the 22 bond, which was issued at the end of the fiscal year. And so the amended budget simply includes now the bond numbers into what was originally passed.
Thank you. Is there any discussion from the board at this time, or do we have anybody who would like to address the board on this matter?
Can you go to the door? Can I get a paper copy of it?
Absolutely. Stephen, can you make sure? Thank you. And any other public comments? Okay. With that, I'd like a motion to close this public hearing.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. With that, I would like to call to order our regular meeting, a board meeting of the month. With that, roll call, please, Sarah.
Badger. Westcott. Eck.
Here.
Thank you. Metcalf.
Here.
Schmidt.
I am here.
Tylan.
Here.
And Skrull.
Here. 5 in attendance, and again, we have a board. The first order of business might be the most important order of business tonight.
Wait, didn't we get up and leave afterwards?
No. You're stuck with us, at least through this meeting.
June.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Maybe we'll call 3 special meetings.
I thought
So with that, I would just like to ask for passage of Resolution 428-22, recognizing Trustee Schmidt, years of service. Thank you. I have multiple motions and seconds, let the record reflect. With that, where's the resolution?
Oh, wow.
Whoa. I thought it was pizza, but no.
Oh, this is cool.
All right. Hang on. Okay. So, can I read it?
Okay.
Whereas Robin L. Schmidt has been a trustee of the Springfield Park District for 9 years, starting in 2013. Whereas she has, through her knowledge, ability, dedication, and sincerity, made a lasting contribution to this district. Very true. Whereas the community in the Springfield Park District have benefited from the many improvements to the public parks and facilities, as well as additions to recreational opportunities during her tenure as trustee. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of the Springfield Park District that the Springfield Park District Board of Trustees expresses its appreciation to Robin Schmidt for the service rendered by her to the Springfield Park District and the people of this community during her term of office. Now, therefore, be it further resolved by the Board of Trustees of the Springfield Park District that a bench with an honorary plaque will be constructed and sheltered by multiple tree plantings to provide not only a place to reflect upon Trustee Schmidt's unwavering dedication to improve the quality of life of Springfield residents, but to provide a place of peace and serenity for future generations to enjoy.
Very nice. That's very nice. Thank you very much.
So,
for you?
It's lovely.
Guys,
my new office.
Robin, I aside from the resolution, we have been through a lot together on this board, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate your insight, your dedication, your hard work, and your passion, because things are really better because you've been a member of this board, and the impact on this community will last. You know, I'll look around and see so many things that I know that, you know, you had a big hand in. So for that, I want to thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all, really.
It's a really lovely recognition, and the bench is a beautiful thought and commemoration of my time on board. It's really bittersweet for me to leave the board. And first, Leslie, I want to thank you for your endless grace and class and leadership of this board for as many years as you have done this now. And I know I used to joke about how many years it was. But after I got a certain amount of years, I remember the board. I kind of stopped joking about it. Realize that the time does just go by.
Yes, it does.
But this community is better off for the way that you have led this board. But the way everybody on this board should be proud of the work they've done. And people in the time that I've been on the board, that I've served with, we've made major improvements. Mm-hmm. What we're doing here every day is making a difference. And some of those things, improving the financial condition of the Park District, putting the right staff in place to assure that that could even happen, makes major improvements that are long-lasting through generation after generation in Springfield. And I think we can all see that now. And you can feel that on this board. And it's so nice to be thanked for your service. As we all know, this is a volunteer board. But really, for what the community's gotten out of this, what I've gotten out of it personally, for me to be a part of seeing us improve Springfield, mm-hmm. our green spaces, our trails, things that were beloved to me and will continue to be so, our zoo. Making playgrounds as fun as we can make them. You know, how creative can we be within a budget so that we really stand out and we've got something for our kids, our grandkids, their kids in the future to enjoy.
Yeah.
And in each of the times that I've run for this office, it's really been impressed upon me when you go out and speak to people how much these parks mean and what it means for them, not just their real estate, values. That matters too. That matters to all of us. And those improvements do count. But it matters to them, the memories that they've made over the years. They remember being in, say, Washington Park as a child. Mm-hmm. They remember, being in Lincoln Park and some of the skating ponds and fishing and things they used to do when they were children themselves. And then for them to be able to take their own children and grandchildren later on. And I think that's part of the reason that you get people who want to come back to Springfield and who, when they do come back after they've moved away, are very nostalgic for it and see the improvements that we've made in the community. And it really makes a difference, and really, I'm a better person for having been part of this board, the experiences that I've gained here, and I'm certainly better for having known all of you. I look forward to seeing all the improvements that you'll continue to make, which I know you will. And of course, I'm always available to...
Cut a ribbon?
I'm always available to talk about any ideas that you might have. I'll always still be thinking about it. I really wish I could do both of these things mm-hmm. at the same time, but I cannot. So I'll be around, of course, until June 7th, and you all know how to contact me after that. So I look forward to seeing all the great things you guys are going to do in the future. Thank you again very much.
Thank you. Well, there might be a Parks Foundation fee with your name on
nice.
It in this future.
I would love to talk about that sometime.
We'll give you that in a couple weeks.
As long as we can ethically do that,
yeah.
I think that's something we'd be interested in.
Whoever
we is, I meant.
Yeah.
The royal we?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And to say you'll be missed is enough.
Thank you. I'll miss all of you, too.
So we have a motion and a second. We still need to vote on
it. Oh.
It may not pass.
All in favor?
Aye.
Is anybody opposed?
The new job pays us a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. People are always stunned when they find out you're a volunteer. all right. Minutes of the previous meeting, motion for to approve the committee meeting of April 13th. 2022.
Second.
In a second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Also, board meeting minutes from April 20th, 2022. May I have a motion to approve?
So
thank you. In a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? With that, would anybody like to address the board this evening? Come on.
We're going to have to interconnection there in MacArthur. I was telling my wife when I got home, everybody's talking about. So, she had a good idea. You know, we'll call it, back when we were in school, you'd approach an intersection, pedestrian intersection, there would be a button, and that would cause the light to go up, and not only would that light on both sides, but the walkway then would light. It would be flashing all across the road. That might have been expensive back then, but now with the LEDs and everything, I got to think that they're inured to that flashing light. They don't care. You can't always tell if somebody who's standing there really wants to cross or they're waiting or what are they exactly doing. But if you could walk up there and press something and then all of a sudden, bright old, you know, 15,000 lumens are flashing at you, maybe that would give them some pause and be, you know, affordable. So I thought that was a good idea.
It is a good idea. And we can talk to the city about that. I mean, that intersection, we know something has to happen at that intersection.
I'm really scared about anybody legitimately getting out there on the roadways, thinking though that the flashing lights are
going to protect them.
Yeah, I mean really.
Because right now there's a major, you could almost call it an epidemic, of people who are having no, they're just not following the road at all. They're not, they're speeding, they're running red lights, they're running stop signs. We had a woman get hit just a little bit past Washington Park not too long ago, killed her dog, Dusty Road.
Yeah.
And that guy was going probably about 80 down MacArthur and then turned onto Fayette and then shot down Fayette. He was doing at least 60.
But even, I mean, even somebody going 45, 50 through there, I mean, I still like, I favor whoever said spend the money. Because you know I like to say spend money. My last meeting, I just say pedestrian walkway.
Well, the only problem is, and it was pointed out to me, that the ADA compliance part of that would kill it. But I think that an idea similar to what he was saying with lots of visibility, but I also think, and I hate to say this, I know people aren't going to like it, but I think we need cameras. I think we need 24/7 cameras out there. I think we need auto tickets. I think it needs to do the speeding tickets, the whole nine yards. I think it needs to be tracked down like you wouldn't believe over there, or we're not going to see results.
Well, I think this is certainly a conversation of the many we're having with the city, because they would be responsible for that. But we can put it high up on the agenda, and I'll certainly, I like that idea. I mean, I'd love to hear what their feedback is to that, but this idea that it lights it up, you know, at least, you know, maybe that gives some notice that, you know, hey, slow down.
Well, another thing, too, possibly, is we could ask them to increase the lumens on the streetlights that are in that area as well.
That's also a good idea.
Ed, and you keep a watchful eye on this park board, so we hope that you can lobby the city for us as well.
What a great idea.
It is. You know what? Let's
sure.
We need to circle back with the city anyway on a couple of things.
Yep.
Put it on the list.
Yep.
Thank you.
Duly noted.
Any other comments? Okay. business, we need a motion authorizing staff, and I'm so excited about this, to proceed with Enos Park and Gehrman Park redevelopment plan as outlined in the development agreement with the City of Springfield and presented at the Joint Committee of the Board of Trustees.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second? Thank you. A motion and a second. This is incredibly exciting. Roll call, please.
We got it.
Note that as a yes. Metcalf.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. Five ayes, no nays.
As a note on that item, given the volatility of the asphalt recently, our plan is to bid the walkways at Gehrman first. And when I say do it first, I mean immediately. So mm-hmm. we'll go out to bid ASAP, and then we'll get the results of those bids back. If they're favorable, we'll move ahead as planned. If they're not favorable, we may need to turn the budget down, like the playground as an example, to get it within budget. So we'll bring a proposal back to the board next month on that.
You're trying to say we might have to have a smaller playground. Don't say that to the board.
Well, yeah, I think the asphalt prices of what we're seeing.
I know. It's all caught up with the price of oil.
Yeah. Our engineer actually recommended that we do not bid it this year, to wait for next year to see if they come down. But I know there's a lot of excitement on this project. We don't think that's the right thing, so we think we should bid it now, and then we'll just see what the market bears.
You know what? We'll figure it out. Let's see what the bid is, and then we can kind of maybe delay something else while, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I need an omnibus. I just like saying omnibus. A motion authorizing staff to make equipment purchases, a boom truck for the tree crew, appropriated, and we have money for this, not to exceed, in the bond issue, not to exceed $200,000, and the mowing equipment for golf, 5 pieces. Also in the 2022 bond, S&I, with golf maintenance and with combination with golf maintenance operating funds, total not to exceed $175,000. I have a motion.
Motion.
Thank you. And a second. Second from Nancy. I have a motion and a second. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Eck?
Aye.
Gotcha.
Well done.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
And Skrull?
Aye. 5 ayes and no nays. And Robin, you're going to have to make the motion on this.
I thought so.
I mean, this has your name on it. And or Chris, both of you are, just make a combination. So the next thing is the playground components replacement plan. So it was at Chris's suggestion that we, I love the city, put a piece of playground equipment in all the parks. All of them, right? Right, Derek?
We'd love to do that.
Right. And I'd like to see it. We were having this conversation earlier about, you know, every other year, every year, and I'm pushing for the operating budget for next year. So I know, you're shocked. Derek, do you want to sort of walk through what you've got for us? So the results of the survey are in.
Sure. So we put together the survey last week, gave the board an opportunity to rank the parks that they'd like to see the improvements on, and then rank, you know, the various components that they liked as well. The results were included in the board packet. I brought a copy with me if anybody wants a hard copy to look at.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? I like hard copies. I recycle them.
So, in the top left box, the survey results, number one priority as defined by the board was Indian Hills, number two was Fairview, and so on and so forth. There was a tie at number seven for Lindbergh and Westchester. So based on the priority parks of the board, and the next column are the component, the existing components that we're proposing to remove. Staff's recommending that we propose that we replaced the following components, and that's in that third box there. So Indian Hills, we are removing a swing bay from there. We recommend that we put swings back in there, and you can kind of follow that chart on down. The far right box is the running total. So if the board chooses to do item number one, Indian Hills, a swing bay, that will be $3,744.86. If the board chooses to do both number one and number two, that would be $7,489.72. Everybody follow that?
Yep.
So in the budget, in the bond, we had appropriated $25,000. So, you know, the board could consider doing even the top four items, which would get us a little over budget, but I think we could swing that, which would get us Indian Hills, Fairview Park, Jefferson Park, and JC Park. It would get us four new components in there, which would include also the board's number one voted component that they most like, which was the freestanding vertical wiggle climber.
How do you not like that?
And then the rocket ship, which was really cool as well.
Okay, so just to throw in my two cents, because, you know, I never do that. I told Derek that swings are boring. I mean, I know people like swings, but that they're not something unusual and different. So he made a good point that people like having swings in the park, and I can't argue with that point. But I would like to throw out there that if we do swings for those two parks this year, I would like, when we appropriate money next year, when we appropriate money next year for this program, that we consider coming back to those parks and putting something a little more lively or unusual, different, something that's really an upgrade to what they've got. The other thing I just wanted to throw out is I would like for the board to consider doing number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We always talk about doing 5 parts at a time. And given the fact that I know the costs are going up, I get that. And we need to be very circumspect about our finances, but we had a little bit of a PPRT windfall, and I would propose to the board that maybe this is a good spot to put just a little tiny fraction of that. So my thought is we do 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 and come back next year to Indian Hills and Fairview and some of the other parks.
Stephen, how does that idea fit with the budget?
It would be simply a reduction of fund balance.
But the fund balance, we...
You're coming out of something that we've already absorbed.
So how much additional PPRT money did we get other than what was expected? $300,000, I think you said? So even though it's not currently budgeted and would reduce the balance in a small way, we had an unexpected increase in that balance by a significant number. So what I'm proposing is we take, and I understand you can't go back to this well frequently, but I am proposing this is a really strong board priority from our strategic planning session, and I would suggest we do the $41,618.
Would you consider skipping Kennedy and doing the Redenburg instead and doing 36 instead of 41?
Absolutely. That's fair.
I think that would be...
That's a compromise I can do. It's a 5 parks, and we'll just put Kennedy on next year's list.
Yeah.
And then those three are together, too. They're close together.
So we'll do Indian Hills, Fairview Park, Jefferson Park, JC, and Redenburg.
I like that.
And it just changes the amount from 41 and change to 36 and change.
Absolutely.
What it does, will that have any effect on some of the improvements that are coming to JC Park? The rocket ship? I mean, does it interfere with anything?
No, we don't have anything big slated for JC Park. We did the walking paths out there 2 years ago. I guess that was probably pre-COVID.
That's where we talked about new playground equipment and we talked to soccer people.
That's Kiwanis.
And I told Derek today, you know, this is true of all of these parks that we're trying to upgrade. Our staff does an outstanding job. I'm out by those parks on a fairly frequent basis, and our staff is out there all the time, mowing and painting and whatever else, you know, they're doing out there. But the playgrounds in those parks look drab. They look sad. I mean, in JC Park, we're replacing a piece of equipment from 1967. So this is an important thing.
And I think that this is a responsible way to do it.
I agree.
I think
doing
a little bit at a time.
Yes, I love that idea. And just keep doing it.
That was Lindbergh.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah,
the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the size
kind of
thing.
Yeah.
Right?
And sometimes, you know, I know swings are the flashy thing, but the thing is, though, what's the one thing that gets used at every
park? But you know I have perfect about that. I wanted the climber.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna like come at you guys.
Okay. I think it's great. It feels like a real small child to the park. I mean,
teenagers,
they like to come.
Well, that's why I was suggesting we need to have something for all ages on through. Yeah. That's where. You know, I know that I say this all the time, but it's a cheap idea, throwing just a tetherball thing out there.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that the teenagers can turn around and mess around with, or it could be, you know, something that the middle school kids use. And it's not expensive and not that hard to maintain.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So
we could do that too.
I like the direction that we're going here, and I will defer to my colleague across to make the motion, and I'll do the second.
You want me to make the motion?
Mm-hmm. With the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6.
Yep.
I see that. Are we making a motion to accept it tonight?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see a written motion.
That staff is prepared if the board so chooses.
I would make a motion at this time to implement the playground component replacement plan as directed by the Board of Trustees with the caveat that 1, 2, 3, and 4 on the survey results will be supplemented with number 6, which will take us to a total, I believe, a little over $36,000. And make that motion at this time.
Thank you. And a second?
I'll second.
You're fine.
Hat tip to Chris. This is his idea. Yeah. We have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. 5 ayes and no nays. I do think it's appropriate that we are voting on playground equipment on your last year.
Well, listen, people, it's low hanging fruit. Come on.
It is.
What are people...
But we need a theme.
I'm really particularly impressed to see him, you know.
Yeah.
That's something that people have asked me about.
That's one that comes up a lot. Literally,
since the first time I ever said to anyone that I wanted to run.
Park would like to see some improvement, though.
Yeah, it just needs it, you know. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that. Amended, next item, I need a motion for the amended fiscal 2022 budget and appropriation ordinance number 1484-22.
So moved.
Motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. 5 ayes and no nays. We also need a motion to approve April 2022 Statement of Claims and Visa Bills.
So
moved. Okay, a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. Five ayes and no nays. And
Chairman, I'd like to, for the record, the item C, the playground component replacement plan, is $36,342.10.
Thank you. Appreciate that. With that, may I have a motion to adjourn? Robin?
I would make that motion to adjourn at this time, and I will not oppose my own motion.
There you go. And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Thank you all.
Thank